While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's lattice.com/no regrets.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
LA is no joke.
Instagram making it look like y'all killing it all the time. I know that ain't true all the time. You need a day sometimes to be like,
it's a highlight reel.
Man, what are you telling?
But y'all make it look so, y'all got too much good lighting to have problems. I don't think the lighting too good in y'all houses. Like, look at here. He's fucking 4K. Look at this shit.
All smoke and mirrors, my boy. All smoke and mirrors.
I am on a MacBook that's from 2013.
For real?
Yes.
That's an iPod.
I got a CD drive inside. I can watch movies. This
is my, I can see a laptop with a CD drive. It's so long.
Wow.
This is my Armageddon.
When's the last time y'all for real used the CD?
Digga. We bought a DVD to use this projector we got off Amazon that was cheap as hell, and it took so many steps. We was like, man, it's stupid. This is why we
it's a projector?
You know they had those projectors on Amazon where you could put, it's like a basically a DVD player with a lens on it, and we was going to watch a movie outside, and we couldn't get it to stream. We were trying to get it to stream and shit, and we ended up just buying like Spider-Man or something for the kids to watch outside. We had like a little bonfire back to school.
I got this one right here, Ronnie. I ordered this offline. I used to have this at the parties going. This is my projector right here. This connects to an iPad or or iPhone, whatever. So
is it worth it? Wanted to hear you be DJing the swinger parties. Like you have the party jump, like niggas be fucking and like, what is that playing?
With a projector,
yeah. He got the music and the video going at the same time. Like, is that guy?
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
To hear for you for real though, you've been DJing.
Yeah. I had to get a new laptop for it and everything, but I've been doing. I was just talking to Kadeem yesterday about walking me through OBS so I can start DJing just like to my Patreon first. And then I might like start doing it live on Twitch, but I'm just going to do it through a private link on my Patreon first.
Okay. Do y'all think all comedians are somewhat musical? Like we are, like a lot of us is like, or like we love music crazy. Like it's like a lot of comedians delve into some obscure shit that nobody fuck with. It's like, nigga. You don't know about this.
I think they always got something else up their sleeve. I think there's something.
Yeah. I used to try to be a producer. I used to be in the garage all night chopping samples. And my wife was like, nigga, what are you doing?
I can see you as a producer. You got the jazzy
samples. Glasses. Yeah, I was in the studio. My boy Focus, he works with Dr. Dre, and he gave me my first monitors because I would come over to his studio and just sit and watch him. Like I see him do a whole album on Nicole Ray that never came out, and she dropped a couple songs, but I was like, oh, this nigga's amazing.
Why didn't it come out?
The business was crazy. I've seen niggas make beautiful music, then the business be crazy after. You know, I'm like, what happened to that? They're like, man, the managers came and this and that. But some of the songs I saw them making, my face was on her like a mixtape she got on all the streaming platforms. But it was her and her brother just writing music from scratch. And I was like, this is great. But yeah, I would make my beats at home, and I started fucking around on GarageBand, and then start getting the Reason and all this other stuff, and like Vegas with my homeboys. I got a whole family of producer OG niggas that that I, they the only person who heard my beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll play for nobody else. And my homeboy who rapped too, I played it for. He got a couple songs of my shit. So.
Yeah, Farron's heard me mixing. Ain't nobody else has really heard me though. Just Farron and the kid heard me up here mixing. Cause I got down transitions. Well, I can blend songs. I haven't got like dope ass transitions yet where you just cut it and have a crowd sing along or something like that, and then just drop another song. I haven't mastered yet that. That's like dominoes to me. When niggas be playing dominoes, they be playing fast. I'm like, you niggas really be counting like that.
I got my shirt.
Oh, that's dope. That's hell yeah, that's dope. I saw they had a Atlanta Influences Everything sweater on what's the show? Will Trent. I don't know if y'all watched Will Trent. Will Trent hella good, number one. Number two, they hella black. The soundtrack be hella black. The attire and wardrobe be hella black. They be using black influencers gear. Cause I know my boy Bame and Ian and one other dude came up with that Atlanta Fluences Everything.
Yeah, they kill it, bro. They got a mural out here. Mm-hmm. They had a collab with 85 South, and then they had a shop in Atlantic Station, and we brought all the blessed things and the more than culture gear down there. We did like a pop up together. Cause you know, merch is our love language. We merch is I feel like your freckles give you DJ powers. I want to see you in Vegas. Cause I feel like it's like you. I need to see you on the big stage.
Hey, look, I got the DJ mannerisms down. Like, I'll be right here with it, biting the bottom lip and looking at the screen.
What DJs do that? Why is that a DJ mannerism?
It's just a serious look. It's like, you nigga, I got to give power to the people.
Biting the lip.
Hey man, relax, man. You just shouted out Banana Boat, bro.
I need a Molly DJ with a mascot head. And then he take it off and got to hear face like, oh shit, he look like he would have. Like you catch DJ Marshmello at the bathroom, you be mad as hell. This nigga Mexican,
is he?
I don't know.
He gotta be white.
With Daft Punk, niggas wanted to know who Daft Punk was. Hella bad.
They had such the a dope career. Being
you can send anybody up there. You can send your homeboy if you don't want to go. Like MF.
That's what's hard. That's MF dope. Doom, I never thought about
anybody,
that.
Nigga. He used to send anybody to the fucking show to do the shit.
You talking about MF Doom?
Yeah, he'll send
the Doom Bots.
He sent Hannibal Buress to do a show one time, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah, for MF Doom, yeah, because his brother used to do it sometimes for him, because people found out, supposedly, that he would double book.
It's a smart way to get all the money, man. It's a great way to do it all, I think.
But then they have to lip sync because nobody really sounds like Doom.
Yo, they
said
Funk Master Freckles.
Yeah, no, this would just be for like the DJing thing for the most part. This is when he was just doing.
He did DJ sets.
Yeah, a lot of bro. That's when Little John took a step away from the music scene. He was getting paid from DJ. No,
he's huge on DJ. He's huge in Vegas.
Yeah, hell, we saw him.
I'm talking about Doom.
Doom used to do the same thing. A lot of musicians, when they stop whatever musical lane that we knew them from, they would fall back on DJing. DJ Jazzy Jeff did the same thing. Lil Jon did the same thing.
Walker
did the same thing. Walker was DJing Vegas for hellas.
I heard about that because the EDM
Vegas
scene is
they pay so much.
Yeah, Lil Jon and Walker said that they made way more when they saw the bag from EDM and all that stuff. They left hip hop immediately.
Why do you think Flo Rida is still alive right now? Why do you think Florida still claims this nigga?
Is he DJing?
No, Flo Rida do shows. Good. He do white shows. He always did that.
Yeah, he did a little DJing. I don't think he was like good as Lil Jon either. And I've never seen Waka Flocka DJ, but I mean, you know.
I think it's a culture too that residency in Vegas, they want to see the biggest artist. You can see the biggest artist of your childhood in Vegas just on a random weekend. Like T.I. go to Vegas every month. T.I. at Dre's or somewhere else and doing a good set. You'd be like, oh shit, I'm in here for a bachelor party. This is great.
That's why DJing is dope.
Shows, we don't pay like that. The comedy don't pay like that.
And honestly, DJing seems easier than stand-up and performing music. But it's like, you can do it for the rest of your life because people are always
going to party. Have you seen a terrible DJ live before? Have you seen a horrible DJ?
I've seen niggas boo the DJ.
You seen a nigga lose a DJ?
Like, nah, boo. I saw niggas boo the DJ before.
What's the most horrible DJ you see?
I was in Atlanta, and it was a dude who was playing weird songs, and the transitions were awful. And I knew he was bad because the bouncer that let us in was like, he would stop and be like, "Yeah, this that we ain't hiring this nigga. This nigga's last name." And then the security guard when we got on to the top stairs was just like literally like every song that came on, the whole party went like this.
Damn.
And I heard like three times, like, "Yeah, this is his last day." And I was just like, "Damn, I ain't never seen that."
That's when niggas lied on their resume.
Oh, your LinkedIn. You done lied on your LinkedIn, dog. God damn it. I saw a dude in college. I'm gonna date myself. At the height of Pastor Troydom, I don't know where y'all was when We Ready came out, but in Georgia, that was the height of the party when I was in college. Like, as soon as you hear that first dude, what in the machine gun? Man, it was a little club called a coffee cart that we used to go to in college. You know how you got to have all your money to go to a party in college anyway. You got to save your little $5. Drinks might be $5. You know, you got 20 for the party. At the height of the party, he played a goddamn We Ready. Everybody going crazy. This nigga, stop it. You want me to play that shit? You want me to play that? Everybody say Legacy. It was like a DJ Legacy. We didn't know if he was Jamaican. It was like, he Jamaican?
He damn. Made everybody say his name.
We would say that. We were like, "Boy, we'll beat your ass, boy." And then the nigga was like, okay, I'll play it. Like, nigga, he did this shit like three times. He tried to do like a whole lot of rewind. Nigga, you gonna be the player?
Hey, DJ blackmailed the song.
he kept
let that ego get in the way.
One thing I've always hated with DJs coming up was like the ones that either played the song over from the beginning too much or got so in the zone, they played like 2 seconds of a song, everybody would go crazy, and then they'd switch it, and everybody's just like, "Man, we ain't trying to see your like highlight reel. We really trying to hear these songs."
Then you switch it to the Best of Me remix with Jay-Z. I beat your ass, boy.
That's why when I do it live, I would say 2/3 or close to the whole song play out, because DJs, even in the club, be playing songs like strip club DJs only gonna let 45 seconds to a minute and 30 pass of that song before they go on to the next song. Now you got to pay $20 for that whole little snippet of what that song is. It's like, boy, I'm not doing that shit.
What do you mean pay $20? Because they're debuting new music?
You pay per dance.
The strip club is where you go download how to hear the music for real. Like, I can't hear it for real. Like, I didn't understand Rob 49 until I went to Blue Flame. It was like, Molly Water, I was like, this is great. This is a
he's
bad, baby.
Man, that nigga is good, man. That Rob
49. I like that little hood nigga right there.
I was like, man, with my pistol at? I want to hold a weapon.
Hey, listen. You ever hear something so good? You be like, "Fuck! I wish I was 20 years younger, Bobby. I'd be robbing it."
I hate it when I gotta do that shit and I gotta go pick up my kids from somewhere. I'm like, "Fuck! I can't even."
The opposite of gangster.
Over here cussing.
Hey, it used to be so musty in them clubs, boy. Them 18 and older clubs used to be horrible.
Used to smell like perm.
It smell like eggs, open perm box. It smell like straight eggs. Yeah, buddy. Busty a little bit. It smell like a nigga left a McDonald's fish fillet in the club for a week before we got there.
Okay, yeah, your clubs was nastier than ours, but
I'm for sure, because my best clubbing was college, man. Like, after I got older and went to Atlanta and everybody started VIP watching each other, that was like, I was like, I don't want to do this. This is stupid. When the phones came out, the clubs was over with. When social media came out, it ain't the same. Everybody just filming each other.
I remember those smells.
If you in the club, hopefully you are up to par on your smell. I know, fellas, we typically just grab that degree and just throw it on and then just keep on moving, man. But listen, I'm going to show you this right here. This is Mando. All right. Now, this is what I've been really rocking for the last, man, I want to say maybe 3.5 months. They sent us over a whole box of products from Mando. They had the 72-hour odor control deodorant, which is aluminum free, which is a big thing. And I didn't realize, like, when I was using my regular deodorant, when I used to use a Degree, I never realized how much I would just scratch my underarms until they would get like sore or get like infected. Your lymph nodes, yeah, lymph nodes under here. And if you're scratching it, you'll really like mess yourself up. Started using that Mando, completely eliminated that problem. Now, I don't know if that's something that they say that they can do. I'm just telling you what happened for me. But they also got body wash. They got face wash. They got tons of products for us with that 72-hour protection. Not a lot of products to say they're doing that. All right, they're 100% natural. That's organic. It's fragrance and oil-free. It's dermatologist recommended. I really rock with this. This is deodorant that I have in the house in my stationary bathroom. And this is also the deodorant that I travel with right now. I love the way it smells. I love the way it feels on me. And I love the fact that it doesn't make me itch and the fact that it's aluminum free. So, and I'm a person that doesn't sweat a lot, but when I do sweat, I am sweating. Like when my body overheats, I'm feeling it all over. And this has worked amazing for me. So I want y'all to check them out, man. Mando is hooking you guys up. They got a starter pack that you get $5 off with. That's over 40% off with the promo code DIYS at shopmando.com. Again, that their promo code is DIYS at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O.com. Get $5 off your starter pack. See what all the hype is about. And let me know what you think. I'm telling you, though, if you like me, you were using another brand, try this one out and let me know what you think. I think you're going to like it, though. I've been rocking with it.
Mm. I like Mando.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering where you got the nose ring from. The deodorant made you start wearing a little deceptive ring.
You know what? The nose ring and the tattoos right here got little random tattoos. Like, all of that came from, like, bro, I've been not doing everything I want to do because of my career, because I want to be an actor. And so now I'm just like, fuck it. I can take this off if I'm filming, flip this up completely.
Oh, that's a real hole? That's a hole in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Both of them are real.
Oh, so you a full Chicago Bull. Okay.
I'm a full stud, baby. I'm going to test drive a Subaru Legacy
Walker,
today.
Actually, you Summer Walker for real.
Hey, listen.
Summer Walker?
Yeah, he's Summer Walker for real.
I take Summer Walker's dates. So she be killing it. Anytime she chooses to go on tour, she gonna kill it. So
hey man, that live session 32 at that wherever that was, when she started crying, she was pregnant. She was like, oh my god, I didn't know y'all knew. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Girl, same bitch. Like,
how many kids does she have? Don't she be pregnant a lot?
Yeah, Atlanta. Don't never pull out, fellas. If it's great, prove it.
Hey, Summer Walker,
that's my commercial for not pulling out. If it's good, I don't know.
Hey, listen, they be looking down, probably like, man, she's so goddamn cute, though. It sound like that outcast interlude. She's so goddamn cute, though.
No, you know what it is with Atlanta girls, and you say some crazy shit, they say it back to you. Why y'all doing it? You want me to leave it now? Shit, dude, what you gonna do?
What's up?
I'm about to leave it in you. That what's up, yo?
Oh God! I don't
that's
think
a that's wild ass response to. I'm about to leave it in.
I'm about to leave it in you. That what's up?
I don't think that's what's up.
You better leave it, stupid boy.
Hold on, wait. Hippie got this video queued up for us. I don't know if y'all saw this video of this dude eating this tarantula. Like, don't get me wrong.
You and spiders, boy, is my favorite.
No, look, so here don't do spiders, baby.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Spiders,
but this video is so crazy to me because, like, I've heard of people eating spiders. I don't know if I've seen it like this. Like, he showed how he did all the prep for it, singed and burned all the hairs off, put it in a temper but batter, and then deep fried it, defanged it too. He had to defang it too.
Prepare these tarantula, what we're going to do is take a propane torch to remove these urticating hairs, remove the fang, and then we're going to put it in a delicious tempura batter, get it nice and crispy, and it will be delicious.
Who eats?
That's how you turn into the fat Spider-Man. You ain't got no power. You can't really pull yourself. You get a little stomach, and then goddamn, you shoot that web and it snap.
You shoot batter.
You turn into the pig Spider-Man. The one that was a pig.
Spider-Pig.
You turn into a plug of Spider-Man. You got a big, your arms get short.
They flambéed it like that did anything. Like, there's still organs in it and all
that's,
of that.
That's the thing I was wondering. I'm like, how old is the spider? Has it been dehydrated? I mean, are the inside dried out? Because this sounded crispy, but it also sounded wet. Like, when he bit into that thing.
The spider had a belly full of mosquitoes. You know, spiders eat mosquitoes. He just ate all the mosquitoes on the block. All the flies that he done ate all the,
There wasn't enough batter too. You know how, like, if you really fry something, you can kind of get past what's on the inside.
Yeah, because you still fry the black part. Hey, okay. All right, real question.
Fry my shit hard, son.
How much money for each one of y'all to eat that beer, though?
Shit, right now? Wow, shit, like.
$20,000.
Hey, you gotta catch niggas when they up to ask them a question like this.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, nigga. Damn, nigga.
Shit, without question, right? How much for you to take a bite of it?
Bite, not the whole thing.
How much for a bite? How much for the whole thing?
First of all, I'm gonna put the shit back in the grease a little longer. I need my spider cooked a little harder.
Right.
Shake that hoe in hot sauce. Lemon pepper that bitch.
No, you can't doctor it up. No, you gotta eat it how he ate it.
Undercooked like him? He undercooked it, bro. You gotta fry me up a little bit. Fry my shit hard,
listen, dog. Listen, they'll let you put it back in.
Y'all will do that shit for $300.
Add nothing to it other than the hot sauce.
Dog, did you say $300?
Niggas will do that shit for $800.
You added 5.
About the people in the comments saying $40 million. Come on, dog. The dude in the video didn't make $300. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's it. He just had lunch.
What's your price, Ronnie, for one bite and the whole thing? What's your price?
I got to see what the budget is.
Just tell me your
what's
price.
The budget?
I want to know what you're gonna hold yourself out for to eat this spider.
It's like Mark Zuckerberg is trying to make like a joke out of you. So he's just like, name your price.
Okay, shit. It's gotta be six figures at least if we got Zuck on the line. But
okay,
you know, catch me on the right day. $1,500 get it done with a lot of shit for me. Like $1,500 to get me. $2,500 gonna get you.
Hell nah.
Posted too. Like $2,500, I might post it. Like, I don't know. I'm being a real honest black man with the prices of gas. And you know, a big bag of chips ain't a dollar no more. It ain't $2 no more. It's just $7. Like, shit is crazy. Shit is up.
I'd eat a leg, just one leg, for about $15,000. If I gotta take a bite of something, if I'm taking a bite, it's gotta be at least $75,000. If I gotta eat the whole thing, $250,000.
What you think the dude in the video made?
Well, he made them. Nigga, he made the batter.
He wanted it.
He wanted it.
He looked like he was at gunpoint, though. It looked like the dictator.
That nigga closed his eyes when he took the bite. Hippie, cue it back up.
In order to prepare these tarantula, what we're going to do is take a propane torch to remove these urticating hairs. Remove the fang, and then we're going to put it in a delicious tempura batter, get it nice and crispy, and it will be delicious.
Who eats?
First of all, he ate the booty. I didn't even realize that. He ate booty first.
Full mosquitoes. It was all mosquito guts in that bit. Yeah. That's like eating inside of a backwood. He ate the blunt guts. He just fried up.
Hey, it was such a delicacy for him. The way
he was like, I got to get another gig.
When he bit into it, it sounded like it was fried. But then when he pulled away from it, it sounded like celery. Like, did you hear the snap? It was like a...
But it had the insides of like a cream wonton, a crab ragoon.
Oh man, could y'all take my Cash App off of that? I done lost my Cash App, so I ain't got Cash App no more. I just thought about it. I was like, they about to send this money to the air.
I made crickets, and shit, it might have just been crickets. I think I just ate crickets, but I ain't never ate no other.
How'd you eat crickets?
Bro, so it used to be a store called KB Toys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like Toys R Us. And they used to have like crunchy crickets, like deep fried crickets at like near the registers and near the gag gifts. And it was like a barbecue. I think it was a cheddar. And I think it might have been like a sour cream and onion flavor.
In a toy store?
Yeah, it was just like fried crickets. It wasn't enough to like cause concern like in the packets, but they used to sell fried crickets.
You bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And ate them.
I ate
now,
two.
Now I don't believe your 20K number at all on the goddamn fried
crickets. For real? This is some bullshit.
They were dried, Ronnie. They were completely dried out. It's like they had put them in.
Beef jerky. How old was you? Steak.
I was, man, I might have been 10, 9 or 10. My mom got it for me. She was like, you're not going to eat them. I'm like, I want to try them. So she bought it for me.
They were that's the only thing y'all got, or did you get a toy too?
Nah, she just gave me some bugs. She
was like, nah, hey, you know, I didn't have a lot of room in my cage, so she just got me the
to go to a toy store and bring your child out bugs is wild. That's a
your mama, fried bugs.
Your mama was funny as hell. She was like, here you go, baby. You know you want that transformer, but guess what mama got? Guess what mama got her orange man? What he get? What you get? What I get her my pregnant baby?
Man? You said orange?
Yeah, my orange baby. What you I get my pregnant baby? My maroon child.
Oh, wow. Nigga,
yeah, she brought you some crickets, bro. You already was in the spider family. You already ate bugs already. So you got that 20K hey, right no. now, buddy. You internet right now.
What it tastes like?
I'm trying to think.
And which flavor did you get?
Oh, you know what? It tasted like an unsalted pumpkin seed.
That's specific.
What?
Because you know how pumpkin seed is dry and it's crunchy.
Shout out to La Tanisha.
But yeah, it just tasted. That's what it reminded me of. Unsalted pumpkin seed.
What flavor?
I think I might have got like the barbecue. I mean, it tasted like you got the hints of barbecue, but like that was like the consistency, like the dusty kind of type shit.
Me and my mom gonna have to have a talk after that. So you just think I eat anything, huh? You just them bugs screamed out your child. That's what you assessed.
Hey man, listen. I was sharing a story with what I thought was a safe space. All right, we were bonding off of somebody else doing this. Now you're trying to turn it back on me. There's no video footage of me. This man is caught in 4D doing what he just did.
I believe what you said, but I believe that 20K is a cap, sir. That 20K is a stretch. You
hey, crickets for free.
Because he don't watch it too many times. To hear, like, if you put the right, if you put some goddamn, like, if you make it like a funnel cake, like, if you put some sugar on
top. I would just use eel sauce like they do at the Asian restaurants or the sushi spot. Put a little eel sauce on the legs, and it just tastes like the little fried, crispy tempura parts that they give you when you get the tempura.
We made the spider with a funnel cake style topping. We got a different conversation right now. That's a different snack.
What is eel sauce? Does it have anything to do with eels?
Like that sweet sauce that they put over the top of sushi. Like that dark.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just didn't know if it was made of eel or if it was for eel. Shout out to Neon Music. Hey.
Hey. He's
winning Fear Factor.
Let me see what eel sauce is.
Fear Factor, low-key, they don't be seasoning them or frying them or nothing. They're just like cricket here, still jumping around. You just got to eat it.
They be alive a little bit. They let you see what the shit you hated about it. It's like, put your hand in this box and cover your eyes up. Hell no, bitch.
That show was crazy. I wouldn't get far at that in that show at all. Because it wasn't just eating bugs. They were like teetering like on buildings and stuff, skydiving. They were doing all types of stuff I wouldn't do.
I like that Rogan shows that a comedian can do any goddamn thing. Joe Rogan is the example. Put a comedian there, man. He's going to figure it out. Like, anytime you got to talk, put a comic in there somewhere. You
know he's been doing. He's been killing podcasting so long, I forgot that he hosted that show.
Right?
No, the hell is. Come out Saturday, and it's live. Anytime Netflix put live on your special, I'm like, oh, you got some shit. You got to have some shit.
Damn.
I don't know. I ain't seen no live ones that would blew me out, though.
See, now you're talking. That's a bar.
Chris Rock's didn't blow me away. Cats didn't blow me away. No, I haven't seen one live special on Netflix that was like, now that's how you do that shit.
And what we never talked about was they advertised Cats special all that after the Shannon Sharp interview. It was like, we waiting on this Cats special. And then Cat dropped, and then Kevin Hart stepped right on that shit right after that with that Tom Brady roast. That was 3 hours of all the roast that you ever wanted to hear about anybody. He was like, nigga.
Netflix did that though. Can't blame nobody.
That was the best live comedy special, the Tom Brady roast.
The roast, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a stand-up set being, I mean, I thought that, are they edited or something like that? Like, what's the difference between them usually dropping a special and dropping a live special?
Usually with a special, you have three or four shows to pull from.
You take it, you shoot it, take it three times.
Yeah, you tape it three or four times so you can pull the best parts of it, each one of those, and make it one thing. So if you stumble a little bit on the second show, you got a good take on the first and the third show. But the audience might have been a little dead on one of the shows. You can pull the audio from the better show and do it. So most specials are done a couple times and they just pull the best clips. Like at the end of the original Chris Rock special, when he did it live, he fumbled a little bit on the end of the joke. And then they went back and redid it, I think.
What, Tambourine?
They fixed it.
I think they fixed it. Didn't they fix it? I didn't go back and see. I heard that they did.
So. That's crazy, but that's smart to me.
Yeah.
Because they go back and fix it, albums and songs and shit. Kanye add a song every week or take it away on the album and shit.
Mm-hmm. That was dope.
I just wanted Chris to come out there to Young Dro fuck that bitch. That's what I wanted him to walk out to. He said, how about fuck me? Fuck that bitch. Mm-hmm. I like Fall Away special though. It wasn't live though. The one he talked about Chris Rock the whole time.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
That was the second to last one. He just got a new one that just came out.
Fall Away's been putting out some good shit, man. I ain't know he his latter years is funnier, man. I don't know what it is. Life be making niggas funnier.
He just seems like he never lost his youth either. He never lost his youthful. Playful side.
Well, in a special, he explained how he quit comedy for 20 years because Chris Rock used to heckle him every time he went up. He just stopped trying to do stand-up. He just focused on movies and shit.
Heckled him why?
Because he was like, they got the wrong Wayans in here. Like he was.
Damn.
They said he'd be secretly somewhere trying to get the jokes together and be bombing. And that nigga like, damn, wrong Wayans up there. Like, like Chris Rock was there every time.
I didn't know Sean and Marlon Wayans did stand-up.
I saw them. NACA. They used to do colleges. Sean was at NACA, and Kim was too. A lot of motherfuckers are gonna do stand up now that these gas prices high. You see, Tisha Campbell and Finesse Mitchell got a show coming out. Like they got a stand up show.
Oh really?
I don't know if she's singing or doing stand up, but I would love to see Tisha Campbell do some stand up. She got some stories.
I'm sure she do.
Tisha Campbell is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Arnold, she be doing a music show out here, like a music variety show out here. She got that electric all electric Wraith though. That motherfucker bad.
You went out of power. That shit is $100,000 doorstop, nigga. Don't you never run out of power then,
$100,000 speed bump, nigga. That motherfucker.
That's what that Cybertruck looked like. That's $100,000 computer mouse. That shit looked like a mouse.
You call it a computer mouse?
It's just like a hard drive.
So you're not feeling the Cybertruck.
It's dope. It's just I feel sorry for. I'm just glad I'm older, married, out the way, and I just see these young dudes going through shit. And your girl break up with you. It's like Big Bank take Little Bank now. These girls walk out in your face with a richer dude. And yeah. To see your girl hop in a goddamn ramp.
I don't know how niggas be dating in Atlanta with regular jobs. If your ex talk to a rapper, a sports player, or a trap nigga, which is a big component in Atlanta, like I don't know how regular niggas are impressing women in Atlanta. Like,
I mean, in the house, and also everybody ain't the top tier of the women too. Like everybody, it's some G League vagina out here. It's some goddamn. It's some G League going wrong around. It's not just regular dudes. It's regular girls. It's some men in the men still.
So regular nigga. I mean, it's men on both sides for sure. Men,
and I ain't talking about just the looks. It's some bad chicks that work at McDonald's. It's some chicks that ain't got their shit together. It's some.
Hey, Atlanta break all the rules, bro. Like y'all set a different bar for everything. Cause I was just thinking about this. I was thinking about that chick who met a dude and she was like, I want some oysters. Like I never even fathom going to a restaurant and getting oysters on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. That just seems like unless you're in New Orleans visiting, then whatever day doesn't matter then. But like it just seems like a weekend delicacy. Like, hey, we're gonna go to a seafood brunch, or we're gonna have brunch or lunch at Noble or something like Atlanta be like, nah, nigga, we having lamb chops at 8 a.m. goddamn it, we having grilled oysters for lunch, and all of this is happening on a Tuesday. And well, Atlanta, I just make y'all on rules with everything.
People who taping it, it's some chicks that get Costco meals too. It's some Costco pizza and drink meals going down. It's a pizza and soda for the 150, having an awesome date night, and they go, they keep their money, and they going back home and watching Netflix. They going back, and watching the Olympics with a slight Costco pizza and a Pepsi, and it's delicious. So I think it's both. I think it's a spectrum. I think it's. That's the extreme side of it, but it's still some Applebee's stay full. I'm just telling you, all over the country.
Somebody up in there.
Applebee's. Somebody for every chick that says she won't want to go to Applebee's or cheesecake. Matter of fact, cheesecake is good to me.
Hey, fuck with cheesecake.
The girl who does cheesecake, you don't eat the lettuce wraps. What the
have you ever had a hula hands? We used to have them in St. Louis, and they love the shit.
Hula hands was the whole shit. We had Houston's too.
That's an old nigga ringtone right there, right?
And I had it on my little speaker too. I had my little.
I gotta make sure I hit it when the kids call from school last ringtone.
Hey man, today was the first day of school. I can't miss their ass on the bus line today. Go pick the boys up
today.
Today is like my kid's first day of school, man.
Ooh, they going back sooner and sooner.
It's so hot outside. I'm like, man, we might need to go swimming out of school. Shit, it's hot as shit.
Listen, my wife had to go with my homeboy to Vegas yesterday to go pick up a car. And she was like, when she got out there, it was like 112 or like 110. I was like,
112 outside? Yeah, you gotta put your drawers in the freezer, goddamn. You gotta I feel like you had them bitch in the dishwasher.
Miss me with that one, man. Let me see what it is right now in Vegas.
Would you rather be hot or cold? Like a real super, super duper cold or super duper hot?
Give me hot, baby. I mean, give me cold. Give me cold. That's what I meant to say. Because like when you hot, it's only so much you can take off. You can't take your skin off to cool down no more. It's only so much you can do. But when you cold, like you can always just layer up. Throw another blanket on your legs and around your shoulders.
Man, as soon as it get cold, as soon as I get an AC, my nose start running. I go outside, I'm all clear. I can breathe. It's great. I sound like old Gucci Man when I'm in the house for a long time.
You'd rather be cold. I mean,
I'd rather be hot and go find me a pool to sit in somewhere. I'm finished. Let it be hot outside, man. It's gonna be nice stuff to look at when it's hot outdoors. Everybody cute in a coat.
Keisha saying it cooled down today. It's 105 today.
105, Lord, pray for them. Jesus,
fucking Vegas, man. Vegas and Arizona got some beautiful parts. It's actually a Lake Las Vegas. Lake Las Vegas. It's nice. It's right by Hilton, and it's another. I think it's a Westin over there too. Super nice, right?
Is it a real lake? Is actual water? Did they make
it's real? It's real water, but it's man-made lake. But okay, cool. I was like nigga, you gotta be committed if you want to hit that lake and go out there in that heat. I just ain't got it.
I can do that heat, dude. That Georgia heat, that humidity heat is different. That humid heat feel like a big girl with a hot blanket wrapping you tight. Like,
yeah, like, your whole body gets sweaty. It's so humid, your whole body gets sweaty. You don't realize how much you're actually sweating. You think it's just humidity on you and shit like that, but you done lost so much water. Now you dehydrated walking down the street. I'm good, baby. Yeah, shout out Willis Carrier, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me just double check that just to make sure that is his name. But yeah, black man did create the air conditioner.
Hilarious. Did you see Meg and them at the Kamala?
I did.
Kamala pep rally, the twerk off.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Because let me say this. People felt the way about people twerking at the campaign rally. All right? I get it. Right? Was it inappropriate? I don't think so.
Why?
Because when they're playing music at these Trump rallies, they might not put it on camera, but I'm sure you got some white people doing this right here.
Somebody's
right?
Getting a blowy in a Trump rally.
They're doing this. This is the way they dance. This is how they celebrate. All they was doing at Kamala's campaign rally was dancing the way we celebrate. It's no different than if you had a big African following, and they celebrate it in their ritual dance. I'm not saying twerking is ritual dance, but that's what we're familiar with. That's what we know. That's part of our culture. And trying to shame people for celebrating in their cultural appropriate ways is crazy to me. It wasn't nobody busting it open on a camera. You ain't had nobody right. land on the ground.
It was a light twerk.
It was a light twerk. Let people twerk. Say,
Atlanta do everything better. Niggas was in the campaign around like, boy, some hoes and it was a nigga. As soon as he, soon they started twerking, he opened the back. Oh shit! My bad.
I don't see the big deal.
Free, baby. I ain't.
Yeah.
People attack Meg for everything though.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said no. Amber Rose went to the. I'm just mad. I think they mad.
Everybody said
better
something.
People. Yeah, they did, but. They had Amber Rose and Hulk Hogan. They just let me know they ain't got no spades no way. Y'all ain't got no spades. Y'all brought.
They ain't holding nothing.
Because you trying to bring out the best celebrity like this going to get the black vote. We
they got to go blind four. They going to blind four with their
y'all,
black.
Y'all ain't got no spades. This nigga got throwing out high clubs. Amber Rose is gonna seal the deal with the community. We were waiting on him.
Hey man,
and listen. He brought out Lil Pump. He has no idea.
You
think we give a fuck what Lil Pump says?
I can't tell you one Lil Pump song.
that's how disconnected Amber Rose the niggas both, are.
Like he got a light skinned Candace. What's her name? Candace.
Candace Owens.
Yeah, he got a light-skinned Candace Owens trying to trill. Oh,
it's another one.
You got the same jigaboo Sally on your case. Fuck out of here.
I'll tell you what, the Wiz Khalifa Kush need to go down in price. They need to drop the price of Khalifa Kush. Not having your baby mama wrangled up, bro. You're supposed to have a talk because all the stuff that Trump stands for, immunity with the police, your son going to have to go through all this shit. Like, he black like us. Like, you...
That's the biggest thing.
Him, so I ain't like it. I'm like, bro, you tripping. You can't do this. That's the one with the who had the slut walk. You don't want women
walking, when they walking crazy. Through naked. When they walk, then they do the slut walk. Bro, naked.
He had 21 Savage in the street with a sign to say, "I'm a hoe.
I'm a slut." Yeah,
I'm a slut. My bad. So you can't be the main person for women's rights and then roll with your bruh. Roll with them. I don't like it.
Yeah, that made no sense. Amber Rose, look, that was so left field. But I mean, yeah, they celebrity appearances on that side are cooked.
They straight men. It's like,
doo-doo.
We could kill them with a Soulja Boy. We got Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Draco, bitch. We'll. I want Big Soulja to come out.
Big Soulja.
We need Soulja to drop, bro.
Hey, but you know how they're saying that like a lot of black people are just quick to vote for someone black, even though their policies might not align with ours.
And dude, do you think
that there's like a because that's the scary part? It's like they could literally get a black somebody running who's black who has everything like evil that they want to actually push, but because it's not Trump or not. You know, because they look like us, we'll vote them in, and then they would get everything that they want. We'd be like, damn, that was a bad idea. Well, obviously, Trump is the bad choice, but it does scare me how quick we are to just vote for somebody black.
The messed up part is the whole system is bad because the people, those are just props. They just the people that they show us. There's some other, the presidents don't do nothing. They just a vanity head. They can push the button, but it's like, you got a whole cabinet of motherfuckers making decisions behind the scenes that decide
right.
all this shit. We saw
right.
Y'all should have shown the scandal. This shit is scandal playing out. This motherfucker got shot, jumped up, threw a deuce, tweeted it and shit. Like,
bro,
we never seen the dude get shot.
How fucking weak is that? And that's the only reason I entertain the fake assassination attempt rhetoric was because y'all let this man then got glass hit off his ear from an attempted shot. And then y'all let him stand fully back up and hold his hand out. Y'all didn't keep him. If that was the resting president or the sitting president right now, they would have damn near balled his body up with theirs and right. walked him off and pushed him off. There's no way he should have been able to stand up like, we're going to do, what are you doing? Like, whose first day was it?
Did y'all see the shooter? Y'all going to tell me McLovin done climbed up there and he got...
Outsmarted the Secret Service.
He done outsmarted 50 Secret Service agents that got to go to the place a week before to scout this shit out. And this people videotaping say it's a dude climbing up the thing. Like, come on, dog. Like, y'all ain't gonna. What did they promise him? Is my question.
The crowd saw him before the Secret Service saw him, which is crazy.
You can. It ain't like it was some grassy nose shit like that. They ain't go right now. Y'all can get him. You can literally snatch his foot and snatch his ass off the building. Get your stupid ass down.
Y'all well, the
crazy as fuck, boy.
There's a video of a rally Trump did way like a long time ago, where there was just no one saw a gun, but there was the threat of a gun, and the Secret Service covered him up and took him off stage and he left. So it's crazy. Like after he got shot at, he was like, "Yeah," and they were just like, "Come on, Trump, please."
Like, and the other person, rest in peace to the victim, whoever got killed. Why don't we see a crowd, like a circle around the dude who got shot? It'll be like, whoa, bro. Like, if somebody got shot and we standing behind him in a choir stand, it's going to be a scatter, and we're going to try to get him up and get him to safety. I ain't seen none of that. We see everything except...
No one ran. It didn't look like anybody ran.
Yeah, I ain't really seen
nobody ran. And we, come on, man. Like, you mean to tell me the sniper that was already looking the same way of the shooter didn't see him climb up there? Like, you supposed to pop his head. Soon as he got to the top step, soon as he poked his head over the top,
like whack-a-mole was crazy.
As soon as he get it, like this might be a good place to shoot the pow. You're supposed to be dead right there, like, man.
There was a picture of the nigga ear a couple days ago. This nigga is already healed up, like he ain't got no marks on his ear.
You done sent a virgin that weigh 110 pounds up here with a gun,
right? Ronnie, would you ever
GameStop?
Would you ever get an electric car, Ronnie, or the Tesla?
I would, but I don't know. I drive out of town too much. You caught, huh?
Yeah, you stay in the sticks. I don't know if it's a little different for you. I mean, obviously, you would have a charging system at home because it's a new.
I've seen too many people get locked out of their Teslas and say this would like niggas is the power go out. You can't even get your goddamn book bag out the trunk no more.
It's a new survey was saying, and it said nearly 50% of American EV owners want to go back to gas powered cars. Considering switching back to gas powered cars, according to McKinsey and Company's latest mobility consumer post for 2024, this survey, which included nearly 37,000 consumers worldwide, revealed that 46% of U.S. EV owners are very likely to revert to traditional combustion engines in their next vehicle purchase. This surprising data points to the big dissatisfaction from EV owners, primarily due to inadequate charging infrastructure, 35%, and high overall ownership costs, 34%, with only 11% of global EV owners feel that their local infrastructure is well equipped. So that's always been a big thing. Outside of Tesla's, other EV brands are all limited to it's like Electrify America, and it's a number of companies out there, but this is the most it's ever been as far as availability. But when it comes to superchargers, they're always in high demand, and you're always gonna go somewhere, you're gonna end up waiting and stuff like that. My problem is that I wish their range was better. Like, and I know it's getting there. You got cars like Lucid that give you 400 miles, and you get the extended battery on the Tesla and stuff like that. You can go further, but like, we need like a 400 mile, 500 mile, at least 350 as the standard entry level standard should be 350. Because I found when I was doing like my truck, if I got a lot to film in a week, if I'm going up to the studio from studio to here and I have to go to the city once, That 200 miles that my truck charges is gone within a day and a half. And every time I've had to refill it,
You got the Cybertruck?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you got a computer mouse. Hell yeah, that's what's up, nigga.
I don't have the Cybertruck.
You sound like you're lying. You're like, no.
Shout out Neon Music, by the way. Appreciate it.
I just feel like the Tesla ain't been in the market long enough. Once the Tesla get a shade tree mechanic or two, we'll see them a little more. We need somebody in the hood. Like, if your money get low, you still can maintain this car. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is expensive to have and own. So I feel like how the economy fluctuate. If you fall off, nigga, that car is parked. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't want to get, like, if you can't just run out the house if your Tesla shit ain't together. Like, you at your slide house and her husband come home and you got
your slide.
Your car is charged up. You forgot the USB, your car outside. The iPhone. That shit is a walking affidavit. That damn Tesla gonna tell everything if you murder somebody. You can't kill nobody properly.
I've definitely had to catch a car before because there was a time when me and Farron both forgot to charge our cars. They had to go somewhere.
Damn.
And I didn't feel like driving an old school. Well, I wanted to drive it to this area, so definitely had to catch a car because it was like, fuck. I don't feel like going, trying to find a supercharger and waiting for that shit. So let's just catch a car.
EV is an elite flex. It's a flex if you do it good. It's like a Cuban link. It's like
I still ain't drove in one of the all autonomous cars, like the ones that they got them out here now, but they used to be real big in Arizona. I haven't ridden in one of those, like the fully autonomous cars, so no one's driving. I still want to do that though. Hang on, hold you. Be a part of the future.
How much did your electric bill go up from having like electric cars? Is it a lot?
Well, see, I pay at like the complex I stay at. They had just added like this new company because at first it was only four, and so like you know at first it was really no problem getting it, but some days it'd be a little difficult. Now we got like I don't know maybe 30 stages. I mean, spaces downstairs where you can charge your vehicle, so it's never a problem. And typically, if I'm charging from like let's say 40 miles up until 200. If I let it go overnight, it'll be about between $35 and $38.
But black people, we like to ride on E on with our regular gas. So you're not finna do that shit. Trusting myself
to
ride my motherfucking car in a low power mode. That traffic, you can't never guess what traffic.
What's
that,
yellow?
The traffic actually helps you, especially like if you're in stop and go traffic on a highway, because yeah, it's a regenerative braking. So like the more you brake and slow down, the more miles you'll get back from the car. So I've actually left the studio probably with like 35 miles left, right?
Damn.
And on the way home, because of the hills and the traffic, I made it home with like 48 miles
Your booty hole was tight, wasn't it?
I had the kid with me and everything. I was like, hey, listen, no radio. We're rolling the windows down. No AC. I turned the screen off on the climate control part. I was like, anything that's drawing battery, I'm taking it off. But once we hit like once we started going up, then I was like, okay, maybe we could do the radio. But I didn't do anything on that right, bro. It was quiet as hell.
Hey man, why does Tesla Tesla should add solar panels? Like this.
So I read somewhere they're working on a technology where they can have charging panels or some type of panels on a street, and you drive over under it. I'm sorry, you drive over it, and it charges your car like an express lane. And I heard when I was talking to CP about this idea or this thing that I had read, he said that they're doing it in some places in Detroit.
But CP was proud of his Tesla. He was like, "Watch this!" And then got out that bitch and parked that motherfucker. I was like, "Damn!" I was 9 years old watching. He was showing me all the shit in the Tesla. I was like, this shit cold. And he was like, shout out this bitch back then. I was like, nigga, I still need gas. I'm sorry.
Have y'all ever did the driverless, like the autopilot thing?
I've never done it. Farron had it in her car. She did it. And I rode with CP while he was doing it. Like, and he'll just do it. We was having a conversation and he said it. And he just sat back and opened his legs and just started rolling. I was like, oh, okay, this is happening.
That's the reason I would get that car. That's why. I would get that if my license weren't good. I'd be just sitting in the back. Like, nigga, officer, I don't know.
That's crazy to test it while somebody's in your car.
That's what old boy need when the judge, when they FaceTimed him. And he was like, hold on, I'm pulling up right now.
Oh, my God.
My doctor's appointment. I'm pulling in.
Get the license, nigga. That's so funny.
The judge was like, wait, you driving? He's like, I'm parking right now.
Like, and he didn't have to do that.
Everybody killed him, but he went to court. That's this never had a license. He just started driving. He never had a driving license.
Pull it back up real quick, Hibby. This is the thing I was talking about right now. She found that fast as hell.
But yeah, man, they're talking about doing something like this so you can actually charge the car while you're driving it. And I'm sure it's going to be something like the toll out here. I don't know how it is in LA, but, I mean, in Georgia. But the toll out here, like for as long as you're in that lane, you have to pay for a certain amount, and they go by distance, and they have those little things that on the exit signs that track how long your license plate's on there. So I'm sure it's going to be like that, where it's a standard amount, and then it's probably a high peak amount. So if you're doing that during, you know, peak hours, rush hour hours, you're probably going to pay triple what you would normal pay. So it makes sense, though. They're going to make that money, though.
But fast forward to 5 years later, they find out that shit give you nut cancer. You have booty hole cancer. Did you ride in the electric lane at all?
Booty hole cancer.
Call this right now for the class action lawsuit.
You know people are going to be jumping in there with gas cars just to get high traffic. Yeah.
And I hope they get pulled over and ticketed big, man. Get your ass out of here.
Can't wait to leak oil on y'all pussy ass lane. I'm putting my raggedy shit and riding that bitch.
That's gonna be how forensics finds you, though.
No, you can't. The forensics get your, if you got an electric car, you really can't murder nobody no more. That's
right. It's gonna be all backwood guts in your oil that you leave over there. They're gonna know it's you and me.
If Tory Lanez and Meg was in the Tesla, we wouldn't have no court trial. I'd be thinking they would have pulled that footage up. If Tory Lanez just had a Tesla, we wouldn't even be talking about this shit.
Damn.
Meg, well, they would call everything.
Do you think that's a way around drunk driving? Like if you have like a whole crew of people that's lit and you have an electric, like self-driving vehicle, do you think that would be a way around it, or is there a way to prove it?
A drunk motherfucker to set it up,
huh?
I don't trust the drunk motherfucker to put the right
address. Drive us home. Let me type it in.
We go put in the address for the police station. We still going to jail. This thing.
Hey, this is here at his screen. Hold on 1 second. Listen,
I don't never get drunk and drive, baby. First of all, if you see me out drunk, can't play the lottery, because that's a lucky day. I don't be out there fucked up like that. But also, I would absolutely catch a car. I ain't got no ego. I ain't with them niggas. No, I'm good. No, I ain't taking the chance, bro. I don't want to go to jail.
If we have robotic cars that drive themselves, ain't that like Ubering?
It's the same shit to me. Like any autonomous car, I think you having your own autonomous car is a flex. Like hell yeah, but I see y'all boys in the morning.
Yeah, but
Harry, take me home.
What I've witnessed with the Teslas, like they are pretty great, right? However, it's still not 100%. And if I'm not fully aware, because like they stop, but like when they're coming up to like a stop, like traffic on the highway or something like that, I don't know why it feels like it's a slight delay. Like they are gauging, like boom, boom, can I get over? You see the thing done. Like, can I get over? Or do I need to slow down? And their stop is just a little more aggressive. And I don't want to deal with that shit when I'm drunk either. You don't want to be doing this type of shit when you're drunk. You're going to make yourself throw up.
I just got scared a little bit when you said it. I was like, hey, Tesla, what if Tesla be like, you were scared of hell, weren't you, buddy? Like, I'm going to stop this bitch.
I ain't like a bitch. Can you imagine the Tesla saying that to you?
Are you scared of fuck? I felt your booty hole tied up on my seat, man. I need to go over Tesla car. Y'all need to do that Ronnie update in y'all Tesla, but. Well, you about fucked up. But you mean, I don't think you need to drive, twin.
Yeah. I need that.
The Tesla, bro. I ain't ready yet. I need to see enough of the users on the road and mechanics being able to deal with these cars. Because you got to go to Tesla.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, though. Tesla's still, for the most part, I feel like they're still some of the best cars on the market. Best bang for your value.
If you live in the city, it makes sense. If you live close to shit, and yeah, I think it makes sense. But if you just be driving to Charlotte from Atlanta a lot and shit like that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Mercedes got a good electric car too. I think the Benz is a good one too. I've seen a couple people.
Yeah, the EQ. Yeah, they got some nice ones. Audi has some nice ones. I like that Lucid Air though. That motherfucker nice.
Can you plug all the electric cars up at the same charging station? Can you plug about your Cadillac up at the Tesla station?
Did you say Lucid Air?
Yeah, if you get, so I got this adapter because Tesla has proprietary charging. So that charger looks way different and ports look different. So you can buy an adapter that fits into the Tesla charger that goes into a generic thing. And I have that in my front. Just in case.
You know, TikTok is all the Tesla stations that be broken, not working, and everybody was
shit
on one pump, and it was all
delayed. Damn, because you gotta wait 2 hours for somebody to get charged, right? So them lines must be crazy.
Yeah, but Tesla sites they have like 40 stations at their charging station. So like you got 40 different 30 different outlets. You usually won't have to wait too long at a Tesla one, and they double whatever the number is for the traditional ones, in my opinion. They got
y'all
a lot.
Tesla owners will stick together like Trump supporters, boy. Y'all motherfuckers gonna defend that goddamn Tesla, boy. Let me tell you. No, they have excellent charging.
What's wrong with the Tesla? Niggas try to convince themselves that they don't have buyer's remorse, so they just try to forget about that person.
You gotta pay
I'm
that
rolling with gas.
Damn.
Yeah,
I gotta go pay for this fucking iPad I done bought. I got a card note on the iPad.
Man, listen. before we get up out of here, though, Ronnie, you got a new ad for your campaign, man.
My boy John Alexander, man, John the director, he does. He goes on the road with Desi Banks, and we were just talking about, you know, every time I would get like a different hat, I'd bring it to him and stuff. He was like, man, I'm trying to, I direct. I was like, well, shit, you know, this is what. Blessed as fuck is like how I live. Like waking up is you just if you alive, you blessed. Like that's how I carry it. And it also stands for blessed and fearless. I tell him about like my kids and stuff. But he said, man, I shot an ad for you. I was like, oh shit. And,
oh, he shot it for you?
He shot it and gave it to me, bro.
Well, let's check that out. Hippie, let's cue that up so we can take a look at the homie's new merch. What do you got coming out?
Every day that you open your eyes, every breath that you take is a blessing. It's another chance to get it right, another chance to leave your mark on the world. A lot of people didn't get that today, so what you gonna do with your blessings? Health, family, community.
Hello?
Opportunity.
Oh, we got the part?
A roof over your head, food on your table.
Thank you.
How you gonna seize the day? You are blessed. You are divinely favored, fortunate to have, fortunate to do, fortunate to experience. You are blessed and fierce, fabulous, free, blessed and fearless, blessed and flourishing, blessed and focused. You are blessed as fuck. Blessed AF.
Hey, that was legit. Hey, at the beginning, I'm not gonna hold you. The beginning, I was like, all right, this nigga could do better than this bedroom. But everything after old boy got up, that's official cold. Like a referee whistle, nigga. That was.
And I'm just happy my shit affects somebody in a way that inspires them to want to do something creative with their skills and stuff. So
that right there, he took the whole time point, to do that. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy, bro. That was.
I like how he flipped AF a whole bunch of times before saying AF.
Well, I do that on stage. I do that when I'm like at the end because my kids. Mm-hmm. They wear the hoodies at school, and I saw the principal getting on my, like, she did it in front of me. She was like, you're not going to have to, you can't wear that next. I was like, did you ask her what it stood for? And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, ask her. And then my son was like, blessed and fearless, like, fuck it, bitch. Like, that's what I, in my mind, I heard him say.
That's lit. So, that's hard. You should start sending that around. I could see like a bunch of socials, you know how there's like a lot of like socials that are like, you know, black and lit and stuff like that. Cultural.
Yeah, and my son made up when he's eight now, but he came and he said, dad, you need one that says love AF. I was like, we can do love AF. It's like, it's one that says loved. That's his whole clothing line. So, go to the website and shop around, man. Buy a black man in your life a coffee mug to say blessed AF. I got something to say.
Human. I still got my coffee mug. I still got my color-trendy coffee mug to this day, boy.
Got the human as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's what I made during the protest. I needed something in the airport to piss off whites. You know what I'm saying? If you need a coffee mug to piss the whites off at your job, get that human as fuck with the black power fist on it.
That's very cool, man.
Oh shit, man.
Well, listen, bro, we want to thank you for pulling up on us though, dog, and give you space to let people know what they should look out for. Miss Pat Show is doing great. I see she's live tweeting during the show.
Just came out, man. I was a part of that too. They brought me in. I was in the earpiece, you know, saying I was with the director just giving jokes and stuff, but it's just good to be a part of the TV shit. The shit they ain't tell us about, we was open micing back in the day and trying to rip. The TV shit is what I wish I had known about when I first started, and it's the funnest part right now, just learning you know, TV production and just writing the stuff. So Miss Pat settles it. Miss Pat season four is out right now, BT Plus, and I got a series that I'm playing in. I got a story to tell. So it was on BT Plus first, but it dropped on Tubi like last month. And I done became Dollar Store famous, Dollar General famous. Like, they think I'm in an episode called Gas Station Pill, where I sell a young jock a gas station dick pill that turn him into another dude. So, yeah, like, we're working on part two right now. They said the dude Smoot, shout out to Smoot Films. He said my episode was the most streamed episode through the whole series.
Nice.
Got 10 million views on the movie right now. So I got a story to tell. Episode three, Gas Station Pill. I play a store owner named Stax. He's a dope man. You know what I'm saying? I had Blessed Day Ever on all in the movie.
Come on, man.
Gave young Jock an 85 South bucket to wear in the movie. Like,
come on, man.
I put my hands, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, we do this. We trying to have shit for our children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. I love it, man.
I need some cloud merch, man. I need a cloud scarf, man. I'm gonna bust that bitch one day. I get on some very white shit. I'm just had a chest hair and the cloud.
Your wife ain't gonna let you wear no cloud gear. She know you out here trying to get hoes if you wearing that. Okay. You ain't going for that, my boy.
I feel like Patrick's gear will work at like Afro Punk. Like, you just gotta walk around a festival smelling like cocoa butter.
Afro Punk, DreamCon. Yeah. VidCon, yep. Anything dealing with incense and tea, you're gonna be killing it at. You know what I'm saying? EDM crowds, oh, they fuck.
Patrick merch, some good cologne, and then like an eighth of some fire. You gotta have an eighth of some fire. A cool shirt, you know what I'm saying? A shirt that ain't in the stores, it's your friend's shirt, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere they wear tie dye and chicks are there where they ain't shaving, they listen, Patrick work like a charm, man.
Birkenstocks and the tie-dye socks don't get the shit done. I think
if the bitch is walking barefoot, that's Pat's speed right there. He get you a nice look.
Let's go.
He got like
a him out. No shoes. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, like, I feel like when I go get my spirit together, I think I'm gonna go play video games with Patrick Cloud and smoke weed and just get my mind right. You know what I'm saying?
Go. Hold up. Hey, man. Listen, man, Ronnie, let the people know where they can find you at, bro, before we get up out of here.
Hey, man, officialblessedaf.com. Go get you some merch, man. That money goes straight to my kids' uniforms because they wear uniforms this year, thank God. Mm-hmm. But more than culture, man, go subscribe to our Patreon. We see the light to here. We put more effort in our production on Patreon, and we see that YouTube is tripping sometimes. So come on over to the Patreon page. We dropping Tyler Chronicle Unseen 30 minutes of stand-up right now at the end of the month. So, you know, we're trying to offer more things for more tiers. So pull on up to More Than Culture, man. Get you some exclusive merch over there. You know, we got the Newport, you know what I'm saying, not for Squares collection, look like Newport stuff, but More Than Culture.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a brand, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the road with Gigi LaFleur, man. We doing the Unc and Auntie tour, man. I had a show in Memphis, and Gigi was telling me she couldn't get on to Memphis. I was like, come on with me. So we're going to work on a couple more dates, man. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. If you are close to Memphis, come see me August 16th and 17th at Chuckles, man. That's my first time trying to jump out here by myself and do my own dates without featuring or opening for somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a smart move.
Hit Kev up, man, to get the game with the ads, man, because those ads really, really make a difference, man. And shout out to Kev, man. Like, find you somebody that's doing this shit dope and get close to him. That's not just for comics. Yeah. That's anything you want to do. This man, Kev, rented out this studio for 3 days and brought some of the most hilarious and talented people from the internet together, paid everybody, put them up in hotels, treated them right, and got some amazing content that's going to live on his platform. But he did it the right way. So, like, if you can't afford to do that, link with some like-minded people. All y'all go in, and each one of y'all get a day, or each one of y'all get 5 hours, but you make the most out of that shit, because that shit going to be hilarious. Ronnie, when I tell you that motherfucker going to be good, the hospital going to be so
fucking I submitted some stuff for the hospital. I don't know if it made it or not, but, you know, I love that the whatever Kev's I tell all the comedians, man, look what Kev on stage is doing. That's what he also kind of re-presented me to the world again with the keep your distance. It was like, my father was like, oh, this, he been funny. We know him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it just, I like everybody elevating everybody, man. Like, share the ball. The competition was the trick that the devil was using for a long time, especially with black folk.
For real.
You know, get further with honey than anything, bro. You got
and that. It was a trick, but it also was, it was a very realistic truth. Like, they only let a couple black people in at a time. However, with how many outlets we have and platforms we have now, you could build your own following and just do it through your platform. Like, all that stuff is going on his Patreon, so it's gonna be behind a paywall. It ain't gonna be on the app.
Because Amazon Prime now, my Keep Your Distance is up. The first season, his first two seasons, that shit is on Prime. I can tell people to go watch this stuff.
Yeah,
get y'all family members to stream it online too, because they need their numbers to go back and renegotiate, bro. We need those numbers for black. That's why I try to watch all the black shit I can. If it's anything black, even if I don't like it, I'll turn it on and walk away.
Yeah,
just so you can get your numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all please. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to be in Miami, too. I'm sorry. August 10th, I'm going to be at the Ricky Smiley birthday bash at the it's at this resort. He got a whole weekend planned, but I'm on there in Miami, too, man. I've been in the house for a minute, so, you know, popping out.
Nigga, that's been me. I'm about to pop out and kill something. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to hit the road. I'm ready to hit the road. I appreciate it, Deuces.
You do the same for your platform. Shout out to Young Deuces. So here, put this one of those people noticed me from your show, bro. Your show, your Zuma with the homies kind of brought a bunch of people my way. So I appreciate you every time I see you. Always wearing some Blessed Day Up shit in your videos. And
for sure.
Both for of y'all, sure, man. Appreciate y'all, brothers, man. Because Pat came on my Morning Culture, gave us some great content and just gave us some game. You know what I'm saying? And we had been shooting all day. Mm-hmm. And, I was just like, I just know y'all work y'all ass off, because I done tried to keep up with the shit, and I'm like, hold on, I got a family, I gotta go.
Y'all are robots. When y'all get over here, I'm going back to practicing on the DJ, man. I just want to stay sharp on my shit, man. But thank y'all so much for watching another episode. Thank Ronnie Jordan for pulling up on us, man. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Clout.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. I almost said Zuma with the homies like a motherfucker. All right, y'all.
Damn Internet. You with the homies.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.